WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Los Angeles with the largest settlement ever involving clergy sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The Archdiocese has agreed to pay a total of $880 million to victims whose claims date back decades. CBS News LA's Amy Johnson.
Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez had this to say about the settlement. I am sorry for every one of these incidents from the bottom of my heart. My hope is that the settlement will provide some measure of healing for what these men and women have suffered.
Both presidential candidates reaching out to voters beyond their bases. In an interview on Fox News, Kamala Harris promised to be a different type of president than Joe Biden.
Like every new president that comes into office, I will bring my life experiences, my professional experiences, and fresh and new ideas. I represent a new generation of leadership.
Donald Trump addressed immigration with undecided Latino voters at a Univision town hall.
We have to have a lot of people come into our country. We just want them to come in legally through a system.
Now to the death of One Direction's Liam Payne.
Oh, I've been taking some time and
fans are in shock after the 31-year-old fell to his death from a third-floor balcony at a hotel in Buenos Aires. The BBC's Azadeh Moshiri.
They say that they were dispatched after that call in which they were informed of an aggressive man who may have been under the effects of drugs and alcohol. When they arrived, the officer in charge said he heard a loud sound in the inner courtyard of the hotel. When they arrived there, the injuries were so serious that, in their words, resuscitation was not possible.
In Texas, Robert Roberson, set to become the first in the U.S. executed for a murder linked to shaken baby syndrome. But experts say his conviction was based on faulty, outdated scientific evidence. Last night, state lawmakers subpoenaed Roberson to testify next week. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
This is unprecedented, and it's really unclear whether they'll go forward with the execution anyways, or whether a court will say that that subpoena has to be honored.
Have you gotten duped into subscribing to a news or music service you didn't want? The FTC has okayed a rule that'll make it simple to click and cancel memberships and auto renewals you don't consent to in writing. Make it a 2-1 lead for the Dodgers in the NLCS.
There's a towering drive down the line. Ohtani's broken through.
Shohei Ohtani on Fox Sports with a 3-run homer to help power the Dodgers to an 8-0 victory over the Mets. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new 3-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers getting ready for the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Houston Texans Sunday at noon. Houston with a record of 5-1. I asked Jordan Love about the Texans defense, ranked 3rd in the NFL.
Definitely a very good defense. I think all around, you know, they got very good players everywhere. So I think it all starts up front. They got a really good D-line, some good edge rushers, coverages, everything. I mean, in the back end is very good. Their DBs are good, linebackers are good. So I think they're a solid team all around.
College football, the Badgers on the road Saturday at Northwestern to play the Wildcats. Bobcats kick off in Evanston at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks holding practice before flying to Dallas, where they'll play the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. The Bucks' Bobby Portis on how the team has responded during practice.
It's been fun, man, especially just this preseason. We've been practicing a lot more than we probably ever have, and we've been getting better as well, so I like our chances this year, man.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be sunny and very windy today. Our high in the upper 60s with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear and breezy with a low in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, still breezy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Dom Salvia.
Matt Rothschild here. I'm guest hosting on the next Dom Salvia Show, and I'm going to be joined by Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. Please tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Hello. I am Pete Schwabba, your host for Nightlight on this Wednesday night. Not just Wednesday, I tend to host a show every night. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night as we barrel through this week, which seems like the first, it's definitely the first full week of fall, I think, in terms of temperature. Oh, it's supposed to get warmer tomorrow. Did you hear that, Conrad?
I did not.
Back in the mid to high 60s the rest of the week. This is Wisconsin, right? In northern Wisconsin, yeah. Mid to high 60s in mid to late October.
You know what I just did today? I put like the cover on my AC and everything today.
What do you? Oh, so you're shutting it down?
I shut it down because it was really, really cold in my apartment yesterday. I had like four blankets on when I went.
So you had like a draft coming through where the air conditioning is?
Yeah, and I was like, why is it so cold in here? I have all the windows shut.
Okay.
And the air is just going through the AC the whole time, pretty much.
Look at you being a responsible homeowner. That's fantastic. Fun show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk. There's a great event happening north of here, about 45, 50 minutes in Marinette, my hood. That's where I live, and the Marinette Community Rec Center is putting on a great event November 2nd. Tickets are starting to sell. We're going to give some tickets away tonight on the show. It's called Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, and it's at the Marinette Community Rec Center happening November 2nd. Sean Katzbeck from the Rec Center will be here. He's the marketing director. He's the one who put it all together with help, of course, but Sean does great work up there. He's going to jump on with us tonight at 6:35 and tell us all about this fun event. There's going to be it's a huge facility, especially for a town the size of Marinette. They're going to have a cook-off, I think, with beef. Beef is pretty popular, Conrad. A lot of people like beef.
I like beef.
So you should go to listen. This event has your name on it. You can. They're going to have a cook-off. Have you ever been part of that?
I can't say I have.
Either cooking or eating?
I'll be on the eating end. The cooking, okay. No one will want to eat the food that I make. So,
what do you make? Like, seriously, do you eat out all the time? Like, you're a young single guy. Do you eat in your apartment? Do you make food? Do you go out? What do you do?
I make food. Okay. I say I'm like a C-tier cook.
Like, C, like you're the grade of C?
I can cook stuff that I'll enjoy, but I don't know if other people will enjoy it.
What are we talking about? Are you like a MacGyver? Like you'll get like a piece of cheese and a pretzel, half a can of tuna?
No.
Like that kind of stuff? Or do you make like real recipes?
I can't say I actually like make real recipes.
Okay.
I will like make, you know, like steak, chicken, all that type of stuff.
Oh, that's good.
I won't go off a recipe or anything. I'll use my own seasoning and stuff.
Nice.
I never really go into a cookbook and like look for a recipe, though.
That's how genius is made. So, well, that's good. I'm impressed that you cook, though. That's good. It's better for you health-wise.
Oh, yeah.
And it saves you a ton of money.
Yes, it does.
Because even fast food now, you can't leave McDonald's without dropping $15.
I mean, there actually is. you go on the McDonald's app.
Okay.
And they have a deal for you every single day.
What's the deal?
They have like a 20% off, like a free sandwich with it or something.
Too much math. Already bored. No, seriously, like how much? Okay, with the app, what you're saying, if you ordered their deal, what are you paying?
Let's see. I haven't ordered from there in a long time, but my buddy uses it all the time. And he says it saves him like, I'd say like on average, like $3.
Okay. So $12 instead of 15, maybe 10 yeah. instead of 13. Still cheaper to eat at home though, right?
Yeah. Well,
a lot healthier.
Yeah. Definitely a lot healthier.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that McDonald's app. They don't have salads there anymore. Do you know that?
They don't?
No.
Really?
They got rid of the salads, A, because...
Who goes to McDonald's to eat a salad,
exactly.
though?
Exactly. I mean, that's why they got rid of them. Like, people aren't ordering them. They're not going to sell them. You're right. Nobody's getting the salad yeah. at McDonald's. They go there for the coffee, though.
I actually love their coffee.
A lot of people that's like their coffee.
And actually, it's like, it's not terribly expensive to get coffee from there.
Right. No,
but
you're right about
it's
that.
It's cheaper to get... If you have a Keurig, it's obviously cheaper to do that. But
I like on Facebook when I see people that, like, sometimes when people make friend requests, I want to know a little bit about them if I don't know them that well. So I'll check their likes and their follows and all that. And if they're crazy, obviously you don't accept the friend request. But a lot of people like McDonald's, like social media like. They click yeah. like for McDonald's.
Got to give it a like.
But it's just understood to me, I guess. Like, we all like McDonald's enough. I don't think any of us love McDonald's. We just accept it as part of our culture.
Can't you just like Facebook on Facebook?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like that's kind of stupid to do.
I don't know. I still want to see Zuckerberg and Elon Musk duke it out.
Well, we all do.
Then I'll decide. So yeah, a fun interview at 6:35 with our friend Sean Katzbeck. He's from my hood. He lives up in Marinette. He's going to be here at 6:30. We'll talk all about this fun event happening in Marinette. And then we switch our attention to comedy in the form of National Lampoon. Jeff Tully is an executive at National Lampoon and does a lot of writing for them. And Jamie Kaler is an actor and the voice of the network. So the two of them are friends. Thought it'd be fun to have them on the show and talk about National Lampoon and what they do there, maybe some of the great movies. And I talked to Jeff recently. We were talking about scary movies, and I said Jeff was a guy who, when I was a stand-up, Jeff was just starting out. I think he was a doorman at a comedy club in Chicago, and he said, "Hey, what do you think about this joke?" And he bounces a joke off me, and it was about how many Friday the 13th they have now. He's like, "They have 7 movies now." Like, wouldn't that lake just be bodies right now? So I sent him a message that night. He go, "Hey man, I brought up a joke of yours. I don't know what you ever did with this joke." And he goes, "I remember that joke." He goes, "Why don't I come on your show with Jamie Kaler? We could talk about jokes like that all night, because all they do is watch Lampoon movies.
Oh,
and like
awesome.
Anchorman and Zoolander, and Vacation's a National Lampoon movie. Animal House, obviously.
Funny Farm.
So Funny Farm." And I think Jeff writes promos for them, too. So I'm sure he has to watch a ton of their stuff. I wrote promos for Lifetime TV, the WB, and NBC. And one of the funnest gigs I had was when NBC got the Sunday Night Football game. It moved. I think ESPN took over Monday. So NBC was going to make – they had their Football Night in America campaign. So I got to sit in the room, bounce ideas off of how to best sell this this new concept of the NFL on NBC Sunday nights. And they just looked at me with a strange look every time I suggested something, but it was fun to be in the room. that was a really fun campaign to work on. But like on Lifetime, I had to watch so many bad, like My Husband's Cheating movies, and WB, I had to watch like One Tree Hill and all these like Gilmore Girls. And some of the shows were okay. Like, that's not a bad way to make a buck. You watch TV and you write the promos. And I think that's what Jeff does for National Lampoon, too. So those movies would be a blast to watch. Although, like anything, I'm sure you get sick of it. But Jeff's an old friend. He's bringing Jamie Kaler. Jamie was on a show called My Boys years ago on TBS, I think. And it was a great show about a female sports writer, I think. And she was good. The cast was good. I thought it was kind of a good show. I don't know whatever happened. Actually, I think it ran about 4 years, but... I enjoyed it. So I'll ask Jamie about that as well. It'll be good to have those guys on the show. That's at 7:20 tonight. And all right, so today is, what is it, Conrad? National Cat Day?
It's Global Cat Day.
Oh, Global Cat, not national.
It's global.
It's not America First. These are world cats. Global Cats Day, and I assume that means, like, you know, house cats? But maybe they're talking cougars and tigers. I don't know.
Well, the picture of it was a domesticated cat.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so cats. Those of you listening who have cats, here's our question tonight. Because yesterday I saw this article about people buying... This is insane. I don't know where society is headed, but it says, have we reached peak stupid? Or are you totally buying this? Crocs for dogs will debut later this month.
Buy.
Buy? Who's making them? I don't know. Do you know who the maker? Crocs. That's the brand, yeah. Right?
I'm buying it, though, if I had a dog.
Well, don't you think that would be hard for a dog to fit a dog's paw in a croc and then four-wheel it and put the strap up?
If you know, you can tell. If the dog doesn't like it, it'll tell you, you know? What if it likes it? It'll walk around with Crocs. I mean, that's awesome.
All right. It is, but and have you heard when you put the strap over your heel, that's called four-wheeling it? Like, then you're serious doing some serious croc work.
And if you put it back, it's called sports mode.
Is that true? Oh, I did not hear that.
Because that's when you can start running.
No. Oh, so you're saying when you lock it on with
when
the strap.
When you lock it.
That, to me, is four-wheel.
Oh, that, okay.
So, which would mean the same as what you're saying. And I can't remember the name for if you put the strap up.
Yeah. We'll have to look
that up
during break.
But these are Crocs for dogs, and they cost $50.
Okay, never mind. I won't buy.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy Crocs for myself for $50. I have an old pair my son bought years ago, and I said I'd never wear Crocs, and now sometimes I take the garbage out. You know, occasionally I'll run to the store quickly and throw on the Crocs. But they're making them for dogs now. So it just got me thinking. I don't want to judge. If you want to put a pair of Crocs in your dog, great. Sweater, perfect. Leg warmers, go for it. Nice pair of underpants, cover up. But our question tonight, folks, cats or dogs? Very simple. Where are you at? Are you a dog person or a cat person? I'm allergic to both. If I had to choose, I'd say dog. What about you, Conrad?
I would say dog. I've dog, never no. owned one. I've had cat. Cats.
I've had cats.
That sounded bad.
Sounded
I have never
street,
had cat.
Actually.
I really like dogs, and I definitely will eventually own one.
Okay. So it's a very simple question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Are you a dog person or a cat person? You can certainly explain why, but let us know, and we'll read it on the radio. As you know, you can always chime in on anything we're talking about throughout the course of the show here on Nightlight. Some showbiz talk, National Lampoon, some laughs, and talking a fun local event tonight. Sean Katz back here at 6:35 talking Marinettes, Blues, Brews, and Barbecue Night on November 2nd. We'll talk about that and share your thoughts as well. That's what we'll do tonight. It's going to be a big community. We're gonna bring people together tonight because that's what we do. And we got to talk about Tony Shalhoub next, too. He's a Green Bay guy. All right, this is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sat there at the table and acted real naive. Her knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. So, all right, so my friend Dave, who refuses to text the actual show, he's in the 414. He says, this is his response, dogs, bruh. Very simple.
Agreed.
Thank you, Dave. Me too. Carol in the 715, a friend of my wife, says, cats, more friendly. She might get some pushback on that. Right?
I would say, I mean, cats are friendly sometimes, but you can get that cat. That's just...
Well, it's nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it's annoyed that you're around his personal space. He'll whack you.
The cat is the pet, but somehow you're the one imposing. That's what I don't like about cats.
You're in the cat's house.
Right.
That's what has to be remembered.
I don't know about that. But, you know, people love their pets. I would go dog. Mark Becker checks in. Hey, Mark. Mark hosts Rational Revolution here on Civic Media. Check it out. He does a great job. Do you still produce that show for Mark?
Mainly it's Todd and Amanda. I produce it sometimes.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
For whatever reason, Mark was here a lot when we started doing this show, and then I think they moved the recording earlier. I had never seen Mark anymore. But
because it went from actually on air to now Saturdays, I believe, and Sundays. So.
Okay. That was a while ago. Is Mark actually avoiding me?
I think so.
Okay. I don't want to. Mark says, long live the snack wrap. That's got to be a McDonald's thing, right?
The snack wrap is one of the best items ever on. But they took it off. They took it up.
It hit the bricks with the salad.
It was just like lettuce, a chicken strip, in like a wrap.
Okay.
And then some ranch. And I there might have been some other veggies on there. I haven't had it in a long time. But it was so good.
That may be, but it doesn't sound like a whole lot of thought went into that menu
item. But it tastes great.
Mark also says dogs. Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution here on Civic Media. Check it out. He's a dog person, and he loves his snack wraps. Mark says, ha, 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 I'm not avoiding. Love the show. Love us. I love that. I don't know if that's what you meant, Mark, but I love us too. Oh, get that? I just called him Bark accidentally because he said dogs. So if you ever became like a dog walker or hosted a show about dogs, you could be Bark Becker. I love that. That's a good gimmick. I know, Mark. I'm just teasing. I do miss you, though. It was good to see you here and have our back and forth banter. But one of these days we'll rekindle the old gang. So we have... here's Anna from the 608 says, I'm a cat person. Cats are more cuddlier than dogs. Is that kind of understood?
I can see, yes. If you do have a loving cat like that, sometimes the cuddles can get too much.
That's the caveat. If you have a cat who likes you, they probably give great, cuddles.
I guess if you do have the cat for a long time, like I had a cat growing up that used to live with my grandma, and then we took her or took him, and it took him a couple years to get adjusted to us. And after that, yeah, he was completely fine.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So we got mostly dogs and two cats. Anna and Carol are cat people. Mark, Dave, me, and Conrad are dog people. So we'll keep those texts coming.
I'm going to take a poll, and at the end of the night, we'll see who wins.
Sounds good to me. Dogs are up 4-2 right now.
Yes.
So, and if this is a slow text night, like if we don't have the turnout, if people don't go to the polls for dogs and cats, that could decide the election. Do we have that Tony Shalhoub clip?
Yes, we do.
Is it from Quick Change?
Yes.
All right. We disagree. I don't think we played this a couple weeks ago. It was his birthday. He's from Green Bay, DePeer, I think, more accurately. And I'm just a huge Tony Shalhoub fan. I am Facebook friends with him from years ago, but I don't know that he ever checks his Facebook. I don't know him. We've talked twice, but a heck of a nice guy. I would love to get him on Nightlight and talk about his work. And find out if he has love for cats or dogs. That would be question number one.
Exactly.
To be honest, I couldn't care less. But I would love to have Tony on the show. And I think at 7:05 after Sean, we're gonna do. I have a little tribute to Susie Essman, who plays Susie on Curb Your Enthusiasm. She's one of the funniest characters to me in TV history. She's just hilarious. She plays Jeff Garland's wife, who Jeff plays Larry's manager on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry's funny. Jeff's hilarious. Susie, I believe, came out of Second City. She is absolutely hysterically funny. So we'll do that at 7:05. We have to make sure the video, the audio is completely edited and censored because she has a potty mouth, as they say.
Yes, she does.
But let's do Tony Shalhoub. We never really got to celebrate his birthday properly. He's a local guy. Trying to get him on Nightlight. If you're listening and you know Tony, tell him what a great guy I am and that I reached out to him on Facebook. We did talk in the grocery store on two occasions, so he won't remember that. But go to bat for me, folks. I love you, the listeners. This is our show, so let's get Tony on the show. All right, so we have a clip. This is Tony Shalhoub in Quick Change as a cab driver who does not speak English, Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid all trying to get out of New York after robbing a bank, and they get the one cab driver who can't speak English.
Would I have to? Huh? Would I have to?
He's asking where to.
Oh, God.
He just means which airport, that's all. Kennedy. JFK.
Sorry, I got so crazy back there.
What did Loomis say to get you so upset?
Oh, nothing. No, he's completely loyal to you. And you are to him, kind of like father and son, huh? You didn't mention Ratzinger or Martinique because the plan was perfect and you didn't want to worry me with unlikely contingencies, right? I know I've been especially moody.
Not so as you'd notice.
And I know it's not exactly reasonable to expect a lot of attention under the circumstances. But you see.
What I have to
do? Oh, Jesus! The damn airport! What do you got in your ears? Come on!
All right, now, easy. He may be a guest in our country. Friend. Kennedy. Here, look. Kennedy Airport. Look. Yeah. He's got it.
Oh, great. And why don't you take us straight to Sing Sing?
Please don't say that. You're going to upset Loomis.
Oh, God forbid.
No.
We'll be right back.
What at Hardo?
Huh? It's red! Stop! Stop! You don't even understand colors, do you? You don't know red from hell!
Red from it? It's
there's a real cabot! Stop! Taxi!
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. The Los Angeles Archdiocese has agreed to pay a record $880 million settlement to victims of clergy sex abuse. CBS LA's Amy Johnson.
The lawsuits came under a state assembly bill that allowed a three-year window for old cases to be revived.
Former President Donald Trump takes a measured tone on immigration at a Univision town hall. Vice President Harris vowing in an interview with Fox News.
My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
One Direction fans devastated by the death of Liam Payne.
How many nights did it take to count the stars?
The former boy band member died after falling from a third-floor balcony at his hotel in Argentina. The BBC's Mark Savage.
Liam Payne was always seen as the kind of approachable member of the band. He was very down to earth. He was very chatty. And people held him very close to their hearts.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Six members of the Racine City Council are back after a short boycott. A change approved this week takes agenda setting away from the mayor and the clerk and puts it back in the hands of the council. The new system takes effect in about 2 months. A new public service announcement uses humor to spread the word about election security in Wisconsin. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald partnered with production house Blame Society to create a Star Wars parody for the election security PSA. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Darth Vader.
Close. He's on. Chad Vader.
Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says he was actually advised not to use humor when it comes to election security.
And I think it's important for all of us to try new ways to reach out.
Clerks across Wisconsin need the public to know our elections are safe. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you haven't had enough of the Monster series and the Menendez brothers on Netflix, you might be interested in what's on tap for season 3, especially since it has a Wisconsin connection. Sons of Anarchy's Charlie Hunnam will play Ed Gein. The show has just added a few season pros to surround Hunnam in Laurie Metcalf, Tom Hollander, and Olivia Williams. Metcalf will play the mother of Ed Gein, Hollander will play Alfred Hitchcock, and Olivia Williams will play Hitchcock's wife, Alma. Sounds whimsical. Dog and superhero lovers, have I got a film for you. Variety reports that Crypto the Superdog, Superman's companion, will have a role in James Gunn's upcoming Superman film. Gunn announced the newest cast member on social media since October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. In case you were wondering, yes, Crypto is also from the planet Krypton, Superman's home planet. The director says Crypto was inspired by his own dog, who reportedly is a very good boy, but a terrible actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and very windy today. Our high in the upper 60s with wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear and breezy with a low in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny, still breezy with a high in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Dressed in blue.
Welcome back. Oh, what a fun night. Wednesday, downtown Green Bay, broadcasting statewide here from beautiful City Deck Landing on a great fall night here in the state of Wisconsin. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me. And it's great to welcome to the show someone from my own hood. I don't have a ton of guests from Marinette, but we are on statewide. So occasionally someone comes on from my hometown, is nice enough to grace our airwaves. And I've got one of them right now. And he's the marketing director for the Marinette Community Rec Center. And he joins me now, Sean Katzbeck. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I think if you remember correctly also, I believe not only am I from your own hood, but my wife actually graduated with you.
That's right.
From Catholic Central.
We talked about that last time, didn't we? That's right.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Oh, that's fantastic. Don't hold our Catholic education against us, Sean. We turned out okay.
Yeah, well, she turned out absolutely perfect, so I've got to believe you're pretty damn good, too.
Well, now you just said that on the radio, so it's official, so I will vouch for you. That's so great. It's great to have you back on the show, buddy. So the event is Blues, Brews, and Barbecue, and it's at the Marinette Community Rec Center. This is such a great... This is a big undertaking for you. You're the marketing director. You put the whole thing together, I'm sure, with help, but still, that's a lot of heavy lifting. Tell us about the event, Sean.
Yeah, so the event is on Saturday, November 2nd. And basically what we do is we have six barbecue competitors who come in and they basically battle for the best barbecue on the bay.
Nice.
Yeah, and then along with that, we have we serve craft beer from Rail House, which, as you know, is award winning. So
sure.
It is actually quite good beer. And then this year, we're excited. We have two stellar blues performers coming in from Chicago.
That's so great. Let's start with all right. Let's break this down. So you've got this great event. You just kind of gave us a thumbnail of the whole thing. Let's talk about your blues entertainment from Chicago, one of the blues capitals of the world. What made you want to go with blues? Other than that it sounds great in the title, what made you go for blues? Because I have to be honest, I was like, first, I thought it was so cool. Because you don't get to hear live blues or jazz typically in Marinette. And I was like, no way is this coming to the rec center. This is so cool. So what made you decide to go with blues? And how did you track down a blues Hall of Famer like Joe Moss?
Yeah, so let me first answer the first question. The second first answer is yes, it did go very well together. But also just kind of wanted to get away from the normal rock or country band vibe,
yeah.
And wanted to offer something that was a little bit more different. And also the fact that it has the capability to really play to a wide variety. So that was the other reason why.
That's great.
Ironically, I grew up down in Chicago and Joe and I went to school together.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And, so we first met on the wrestling mat in eighth grade. Yes,
so
I did beat him.
And that's when he first learned to sing the blues, when you beat him at wrestling.
When I gave him that forehead crusher. So and then we became friends because in junior high school, you had all these different junior high schools and they all come together and go to the same high school. And so we went to the same high school, and we just, you know, he was an offensive lineman. I was an offensive lineman. We just had similar likenesses. And so that's why, that's how I got to know Joe. I actually, ironically, had no idea that Joe played the blues until, wow. About 4 years ago, I started to see him on YouTube videos, and I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe this.
Oh, that's so great. He probably got worse at wrestling, but better at his craft of being a musician. So good for you, and lucky for us in Marinette.
So then what ended up happening is with this show, I said, Joe, I really want to do something spectacular because I really want to kick this up a notch. This is our fourth year doing it. I'd like to have you come, but I'd like you to make a recommendation on, you know, one more blues musician that we could bring in. And Joe recommended a gentleman by the name of Taranzo Cannon.
Yeah.
You know, he said, hey, I played with Taranzo. He's a really good guy. We can definitely get him to do this. So that's the direction I went, trusting him. And Taranzo right now is the number one album in the nation on the Blues Electric chart, ahead of Buddy Guy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, Sean. And good for us. It's so great that you're bringing kind of an atypical performer, because you're right. You would expect typically country or classic rock or something like that. But I think there's nothing like live blues. Is just fantastic. So I think people are going to have a really good time with that. What about, you said it's a, all right, let's talk about the food now. You said it's a competition. How does that work?
So what basically we've done is we are having the just different dignitaries, people who are from other areas. I'd love to have you, Pete. If you want to be a judge, you let me know. I'll make you a judge.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds fun.
And so basically, this is going to be a brisket challenge.
Nice.
And I'm sure you've heard of some of these names. Primal Eats has won this now for 3 years in a row. They'll be competing. Pitt Brothers, which is over in Menominee, Michigan, they'll be competing. There's a gentleman who actually has a smokehouse and does a lot of rib stuff up in Iron Mountain. That's called Smokelers. They'll be there. And then we have two food trucks, the Tasty Traveler and also Jack's Fry Shack. Both of those are in Marinette. And then lastly, there's a gentleman who I think is our dark horse here, if you will. He's our Chicago Bears of the NFC. Nobody's picking him to win. and that is BS Barbecue, which is out of O'Connell Falls. But this guy, Blaine is his name. Blaine has won some very big competitions nationally.
No kidding. Wow. This sounds like a real, like an absolute blast. And it almost sounds like you need more than 5 hours. You're going from 5 to 10. You got live music, two different artists playing, and then you've got this cook-off. How are you doing it, like, with the rec center, Sean? Are you doing, using the, like, the pickleball courts and the basketball courts? Yes. Do you have stuff cordoned off? How does that work?
Yeah. So we will use that middle court area. Exactly. It's called the activity hall.
Okay.
And what we do is we set up the barbecuers on the one side wall. And what's really cool, this is kind of unique and different, is what we do is if you have a VIP ticket, you get a free sample from every single barbecue person. You also get a free beverage of your choice. And then you also get what's called a VIP pit passport, and that allows you to vote for the fan favorite.
Wow. All right. That is a lot. There's a lot going on. This just sounds like a blast. Here's what we're going to do. My guest is Sean Katzbeck. He's the marketing director for the Marinette Community Rec Center, a great facility that we have up there in Marinette. So happy to have it. We're going to give away some tickets. So if you text us, we can give you two tickets. All you have to do is say, I'm in, give us your name, or I want to attend Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. And these tickets are yours. So let us know. And it's going to be a great night. Sean, let's talk about the brew. You said Railhouse. I got to be honest. I'm not necessarily a beer drinker, but I tried, and it, but someone shared a blueberry beer from Rail House with me once, and I was like, I don't even like beer necessarily to begin with. Now you got blueberries in it, but I tasted it, and it was dynamite.
It's crazy. That is like their favorite, that I've seen, their most favorite beer.
Really?
Yeah, and actually, I just got an email from the Rail House, from the master brewer there. His name is Chris.
Yeah.
And Chris is feverishly trying to re-put together a few beers, but the blueberry one is still on the docket. So
okay.
But yeah, it's a blue. It's called Out of the Blue.
Yes, you're right.
And it's a blueberry, and it's got this like blueberry toned taste, along with just a great beer taste. It's a great smooth beer. But they being Rail House and Chris, they've won several awards with that beer, and also their Silver Cream beer.
Oh yeah,
kind of a an homage to O'Connell, I guess, used to have a brewery
right.
itself. And before I moved to the area, and so they ended up getting, they ended up creating that beer from the actual recipe that was handed down.
That's so great. And you're talking about, of course, I think Chris Kanine, right? The brewmaster
yes,
at the
Chris
Rail House. Great
exactly.
guy.
Super great guy.
Yeah. And you say Silver Cream, that takes me back to every time I go into the restroom at the Rail House and I use the urinal, I'm staring right at the Silver Cream beer. They have those posters of all those retro beers. It's so fun. All right. So, wow, that sounds like a blast too. So is that a competition, or are they just offering this beer? Do you
yeah.
buy tickets? Do you have to buy the beers individually?
No, that's just, they're just selling those beers outright.
Okay.
And what's kind of cool is that the Kiwanis Club is actually the club selling the beer. 100% of the proceeds goes to autistic children in Marinette who have been vetted and are in need of an iPad. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so that money is used to purchase iPads for autistic children.
That's so great. Okay, so if you are interested in two free tickets to Blues, Brews, and Barbecue at the Marinette Community Rec Center, text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and we will set you up. It's going to be a great night. Sean, what else... You know, what else goes into something like this? You've got all this stuff. Let's talk about the rec center, too. Can we keep you for another segment?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I got absolutely. A few questions, because this is the rec center is a great thing for the community up there. I know they hit a couple of speed bumps along the way, but now it's just kind of humming along. You're doing a
yep.
great job. The rec center is a great facility to have. And of course, Sean, you know what show you're on. I am going to ask you in the next segment what you're watching on TV. So be prepared for that too. And I might have to ask you about Chicago, because that's my hometown too. So we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot in common. Sean Katzbach's coming back. We got a couple more minutes with Sean after this quick break. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In two cases with national implications, a Fulton County Superior Court judge temporarily blocked implementation of new Georgia Election Board rules, which appeared designed to delay the certification of the 2024 presidential election. The Georgia Election Board approved controversial new rules within 90 days of the election, allowing individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry before certifying an election. Another rule, approved only September 18th, requires a hand count of paper ballots into stacks of 50 to compare with the machine count total. Either of the rules could throw the election into chaos and litigation and delay the outcome, according to democracy advocates. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger called the hand-counting rule misguided. Judge Robert McBurney found both rules were decided too close to the election, not leaving enough time to train election workers and eroding voter confidence. Quote, interveners have further demonstrated how the 11th and one-half hour implementation of the hand count rule will make this coming election inefficient and non-uniform, he said. In the reasonable inquiry case, McBurney wrote that under Georgia law, no election superintendent may refuse to certify or abstain from certifying election results under any circumstance. We have more on the rulings linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beale.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. We are talking with Sean Katzbeck here, who is the marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll have a little National Lampoon celebration with one of the writers for National Lampoon, and the voice of the network will be here at 7:20. Right now, we have a few more minutes talking about this great event in Marinette. It's November 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. Legendary blues artist Joe Moss will be there with Taranzo Cannon also. Joe and Sean went to high school. Sean literally mopped the mat with him in wrestling, but we won't bring that up.
That's because I was scared to death of him.
So, I, as I understand it, Joe is going to be on the Mino and the Mayor show tomorrow morning. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we're going to get him on your show, too.
Oh, I would love that. He's absolutely welcome. It'd be great to have him here. You said you were from Chicago, Sean. I didn't know that. We have that that in common as well. I spent the first 12 years of my life there and then lived there for quite a bit as an adult as well. Where did you grow up?
Oh, so you know that old joke, if you lived in Chicago, you'll know it, and that is I'm from Chicago. I'm actually from the suburbs. So
oh, okay.
I always tell people the caveat is that I was about 30 miles outside of Chicago in a city called Hoffman Estates.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know Hoffman Estates.
We all want to call Hoffman our home. I actually ran into somebody who lived south of Rockford and said they were from Chicago. Now, that's really pushing it.
We're from the far west suburbs, also known as the Quad Cities.
So I grew up in Hoffman Estates. Lived there for 19 years and then joined the service and have never been back.
Look at you. And now you're making your home in Marinette, a lovely place to live. You met your wife there, I assume, and that's that's exciting. So we are giving away tickets to this event. So if you text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, we've got two tickets with your name on it. All you have to do is tell us your name and mention Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. That is happening November 2nd from 5 to 10. Great entertainment, just a really fun night in the Marinette area there with great beer and a cook-off, too, of brisket. Who doesn't love that? So, all right. So you got this competition. What else? And also the proceeds are going to a good cause, autistic children in Marinette in need of iPads. I did some work in the public schools there too, Sean, helping out the educators and that, sure. And special ed. And that is a great thing. I don't think people really understand how much these kids need this stuff. So I applaud you for that. Now, where can people get tickets for the event, Sean? And it's $17.50 a person. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's $17.50 for the general admission tickets, and the VIP tickets are $27.50.
Okay.
They can go on our website, which is fishonmarinette.com, and right in the upper right-hand corner, there's a pig. Click on the pig. Take you to what you need to do to get your tickets.
That's great.
Or you can just call the rec center, and they can just, you know, take your order right over the phone. So whatever's easiest for you, you can either call the rec center, which is 715-732-2006, or they can go to the website, fishonmarinette.com, click the pig, and away you go.
That sounded so awesome and Americana and small town. Go to fishon.com and click on the pig, baby. That's so great.
Fish on net.
So I mentioned before the break, Sean, the rec center hit a couple of speed bumps when they were first building it. It was kind of a struggle to get it to the community. There were a lot of dedicated people that put their time and their money and effort into it, and a couple different mayors. And now it's doing well, right? I mean, we love having it in the community, but how are things going there?
No, it's going really well. The facility is a state-of-the-art 117,000 square foot facility that has three basically different dedicated rooms. One room, one third of the facility, is a turf facility that the turf and everything is the exact same people who put the turf in at the Hudson Center, at the Don Hudson Center.
Okay.
So it's probably about a little bit more than a third of a football field.
Right.
In the middle area, we have the activity hall. The activity hall has three basketball courts that can be converted into tennis courts if need be, plus also four pickleball courts that are strictly dedicated for pickleball. And then we've painted lines on the last set of tennis courts to create another two pickleball courts. So we actually have six in there now. And then the ice arena, the ice hockey, that's an NHL-sized ice arena that has we've had every year for the past 3 years. We've had the Gamblers play a warm-up game,
yeah,
with Madison, so a preseason game, and then we do a variety of different events. We do live entertainment like this type of event, but also concerts. We just did this past weekend, Pete, MMA. We had professional MMA in there.
I saw that.
Yeah, we have got professional boxing.
Hey, Sean, let's do this more often. We got to connect more often. We're almost out of time now, but we'll,
okay.
Next time you come back, let's talk a little TV. We'll talk about more of what's coming up at the rec center. And you guys do great work there. Keep it up. I was in a dodgeball tournament there in February. I was sore.
Oh, yeah, your sister put that on.
That's right. And I was sore until a week ago Tuesday, but I'm still glad I did it. And it was a great event. So
she did great at that. She was awesome.
Hey, man, you have a great night. I'll see you out at the event. I'd love to be a judge. Keep me posted. I'm here if you need me. And thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Pete, and hell on wheels.
All
that's
right.
What I want.
All right, that's Sean Gatzbeck. Marinette Community Rec Center. Check it out. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue November 2nd from 5 to 10 p.m. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. More coming up after Civic Media's award-winning news.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.